This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good news, the AHARS website is now working. Paul, VK5PAS, the webmaster, has spent a lot of time updating and giving the site a new look. It is at https://www.ahars.com.au/. This has been a very eventful week where COVID is concerned. Firstly, we had a complete lockdown that started midnight Wednesday morning, and then this will be moderated on Saturday night. Let us hope this is not a false restart. Until the situation settles down, we will not put any more events on our calendar. No lunches at the RSL until further notice. Amateur radio has an ageing membership, and many hams are worried about catching this dreadful virus. It is more important than ever to listen to the Sunday broadcast. And remember, if you cannot listen to these live, you can find them on the NERC website and listen to them at your leisure. http://northeastradioclub, all one word, .org.au/WIA-broadcast. Here you will find audio files of both the national and the local broadcasts. It's also a good excuse to get on the air and talk to each other via our network of repeaters. I am concerned we do not use these as much as we should, and there will be other organisations looking at the radio spectrum we occupy, and perhaps we may lose some of this. Take our 2-metre Monday night net, for example. AHARS has 185 members, and we often have as few as 10 to 15 people log in. Some of these are not AHARS members. Remember, all hams, not only AHARS members, are welcome to join the Monday night net. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning over the next few weeks. The committee has decided we will not have a Christmas dinner this year. Instead, we are planning to have our January picnic on Sunday the 17th of January at the Marion RSL, like we've had for the past 2 years. It will be free to financial members of AHARS. The price for non-members, including partners who are not financial members of AHARS, will be $15, including a dessert. I will be calling for registrations when we finalise the arrangement with the RSL. The increase in price is because we cannot supply our own desserts this year due to COVID rules. 2020 is almost gone, and it's time to think about the AHARS committee for 2021. AHARS needs you. Last week I sent out a document outlining the duties of those on the committee and a nomination form. If you feel moved to join the committee, fill out this form and post it to me at PO Box 501 Modbury, or you can scan it and send it to me via email. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Well, I suppose it had to happen, and there's probably a price on my head now for rabbiting on over the last few weeks about how much we were all looking forward to it getting back to normal. I should have known better and kept my big mouth shut. Oh well, most of us got a brief taste of normality before it hit the fan again. Hopefully, SA Health will manage to get on top of this outbreak very quickly in order to limit the spread. Also, hopefully, everyone does the right thing and behaves, as one stupid act now, and we could easily end up like Victoria was for so long. We were in the thick of planning our Christmas barbecue, but that's now on hold until the dust clears a little, as are a couple of other meeting-type events that we had been planning. We feel for those poor souls who have travelled to Western Australia or wherever, only to find that they have to self-isolate for 14 days. No fun in that for sure. Fingers crossed that we get it back under control in time for Christmas, but I, for one, will not be holding my breath. Anyway, enough of that. We amateurs are a lucky lot, really, as for most of us, it allows us more time to get on the radio and have a bit of a yak. Down the street or halfway round the world, we are lucky to be able to have a conversation with a fellow amateur virtually any time that we want, whereas the average Joe does not have that privilege to fall back on. Anyway, as you may have noticed by now, I'm waffling, so I will close this week's session off by passing on the best wishes of all of our members for the coming week and wish you all 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's all been a very confusing week, and yeah, we've had to make a few changes because of the corona kerfuffle, but anyway, we'll still be doing things, so here's what's going to eventuate. Next Friday, the 27th of November, we're going to have a virtual meeting of the club on the Houghton Repeater, 146 850. And it will be a talk by Neville, VK5ZMP, about the museum of old machinery and radios in the mid-north town of Gulnare. So come up on the net frequency about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and you'll be able to see the pictures that Neville's going to display on the club website. So that will be next Friday, the 27th of November. The Tech Night meeting will be now virtual, and it will be on at 7:30 p.m. on the Houghton Repeater. And another victim of the coronavirus is our Christmas lunch. Sir Lunchalot did some ringing around and found out that none of the venues now will accept bookings for groups larger than 10. So we'll have to rearrange our calendar, and after all this has died off, we might have to have a late Christmas lunch. And perhaps we can go back to having one in our club rooms like we normally do once things have blown over. One thing's for sure, we know where to buy our pizzas now. And of course the Coffee Corona Club net is still on the Houghton Repeater at 9 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, and the Barrister-in-Chief Phil, VK5SRP, will be conducting it. And as far as I know, at 10 a.m. I think you can still go into the library and have a real coffee club meeting. But yeah, if you come up on the Corona Club net at 9 a.m. you'll be able to find out for sure. But as far as I know, I think the real meeting at 10 a.m. is on in the Tea Tree Gully Library. Well, that's all the news I have for this week. Very confusing, I know, but as the old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times, and we certainly are. So 73 is good, DX, and stay safe from me, Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison South Australians Committee. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally of 2020, which is a four-day car rally event, which was due to be held over the 25th to 28th of November 2020, for which Wise in South Australia was providing radio communications support, has been unfortunately cancelled by the organisers due to the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. And the committee of Wise in South Australia would like to thank all of the amateur radio operators and volunteers who had made a commitment to this event with their time and skills to assist during the event. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally has now been moved to the 24th to 27th of March 2021, and we look forward to having all our skilled volunteers and amateur radio operators participating in the scheduled event and displaying and utilising the professional skills that you all bring to the event. The AGL Rally at Heartland, which is located in the mid-north of the state around the Burrell region, has been scheduled for May the 8th to the 9th, 2021. So place these dates in your diaries now so you don't miss out on these great events. I'll say again, the dates for them, for the up-and-coming car rally events, are the Shannon's Adelaide Rally has now been moved to the 24th to the 27th of March 2021, and the AGL Rally of the Heartland up around Burrell region has been scheduled for the 8th to the 9th of May 2021. Never done a rally before? Don't worry, a support is provided, and if you have any questions, you can contact me via my email address, which is treasurer@sa.wison.org.au. I say again, treasurer@sa.wison.org.au, or you can contact me via my WI email address, which is vk5lsb@wia.org.au. We look forward to seeing you out there. This has been VK5 Lima Sierra Bravo on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. 73 all.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The first of our monthly fox hunts was held on the evening of Friday the 13th of November. Three hunters set out to locate two foxes. One was hidden in a tree at Victoria Park, just south of the CBD, and the other was stuck to the flying fox at St. Clair Recreation Reserve, just off Woodville Road. Fun was had by all three hunters as they drove all over town getting their bearings to try to locate the foxes. Mark, VK5QI, was the first to successfully locate both foxes, with the second fox putting up quite a challenge with just 100 milliwatts of transmit power. The next fox hunt will be held on the evening of Friday the 11th of December. Hunters are to meet at Lockleys Oval, Rutland Avenue, Lockleys, from 6:15pm, with the hunt kicking off at 6:30. Everyone is welcome to join in, and we hope to see you there. For more information, please check out our website at areg.org.au or follow us on Facebook. 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.